Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Down to the last couple weeks of the regular season, the CFP picture still working itself out, trying to find some focus on that. And we'll take the four projected first-round matchups as they exist after the Week 13 rankings and tell you what those projected spreads are and just kick those around for a minute or two before we get you our best bets. Maybe a pizza money parlay from Choppy, the king of such, in just a couple of minutes as well. But let's touch on this, because Tuesday, Lane Kiffin sort of pushed back against the notion that he's been given an ultimatum from the administration at Ole Miss to make a decision about his future there. However, sources confirmed to ESPN that his ex-wife and his son were visiting Gainesville this past Sunday. And there were other reports suggesting that Ole Miss athletic director Keith Carter and other people in the administration want an answer so they can prepare for the postseason, because we may see a team bound for the playoffs lose their coach, John, in the middle of the season, which is bananas, I think. Let's start with this. Before we get into where Kiffin may or may not go, does this affect the way you look at Ole Miss's standing going into the playoffs, assuming they still end up there?
You mean in terms of whether or not they deserve to make it on merit? Like, am I dropping them from consideration, are you asking?
No, and I don't think that would be – I think that's a great question about whether the committee would do that. I would hope not.
Do I downgrade them without Lane? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, I think, you know, you could already tell last week that they were pretty distracted against Florida, you know, his very likely next destination. I mean, I just think it's impossible not to be, right? Like, all these kids are in the dark. You know, they're being told that it's business as usual, but like, it doesn't feel like that at all. It feels like Lane has got one foot out the door, and obviously given his, you know, track record of what he's always done, whether it be at Tennessee or, you know, USC or Alabama or FAU or now, I mean, this is just kind of the guy he is. I'm not saying that makes him a bad guy, but he's always been somebody that's always ready for that next opportunity. So yeah, I have to downgrade him. You know, I think, you know, it's kind of crazy the halves of this Ole Miss season, because, you know, you'd say the first half with Trinidad Chambliss and all the things they had to overcome with him, and now Lane's leaving at the back half of it. It feels like just a crazy, crazy football season at Oxford.
Not only will the committee take that into account, they should downgrade him. They did for Florida State when they lost a quarterback. You're not the same team. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, I know Florida State fans think that the season matters. The season doesn't matter. When everything changes and you don't have your quarterback, you're not the same team. I don't care what you did the previous, you know, 10 weeks. It's a different dynamic, and the same thing here. I think it's garbage. You should not be leaving. Imagine in the NFL if Mike Tomlin went right now and interviewed for the Giants job, like right now in the middle of the season, in the middle of a chase for a division, that's exactly the same scenario. And that doesn't happen in the NFL. Once you get to the playoffs, it happens, right? You have your time, your window.
Right.
But it doesn't happen in the regular season. And this should not happen right now. This is total garbage. They've got to change the signing day date, move all that stuff, move it back to February where it should be. But yeah, this is a crazy scenario. By the way, who sends their ex-wife to look at houses for them?
I have an ex-wife. Great question.
I couldn't imagine sending my ex-wife to look at a house for me in another city. Hey, why don't you go check this out? Take the kids.
Maybe they're on
the
great
vacation.
Terms, man. Maybe they're just on the best terms ever.
We are on great terms. I still couldn't imagine doing it. It's just very strange. It's very, very strange.
Let's get RJ's ex-wife on the show next week and ask.
Yeah.
I mean, why doesn't he just send his daughter's boyfriend who plays for LSU to go find a house for him? That's just as weird.
I don't even know what to make of this anymore. See, I think it is unfair to Ole Miss, the team. Let's say Lane Kiffin leaves in that week, around the conference championship game, and ends up going to Florida, as a lot of people assume he's going to do. And Ole Miss is already sitting there. Their record is what it is, and the committee gets together the morning of the conference championship games, and they're sitting there watching all the games, and that late into the night, they're trying to figure out what seeding's going to be and trying to figure it out because they got to release it the next morning. And they go, wow, I mean, Ole Miss, we'd have them as a six seed, but their coach is leaving. Do they drop them out? Do they drop them to 10? Because it's the same. I get what you're saying, Choppy. Fundamentally, the team has changed. The same way Florida State changed when they lost their quarterback. I totally get that line of thinking and that logic, but I also look at it from the perspective of, well, excuse me, this is our record. This is what we've done. This is what we've earned up to this point, regardless of what you think may happen because our coaches left or our starting quarterback got injured in Florida State's case a couple years ago.
That's what it is. I mean, like, the moment things change, the dynamic change, and it sucks. I feel bad. I feel bad for the fans. I mean, those Ole Miss fans, they don't have a whole lot going on. Like, let's be fair. They had a whole lot going on there. They got the Grove. They got their hot toddies, but
taking shots at Oxford, Mississippi, RJ Chuck.
Listen, I have driven through Mississippi several times, coming from Knoxville to Texas, and they're barely people. They are barely people there, man. Like I walked into the bathroom at a gas station. It's a sight, man. It is a sight. It really is. It's the state that God forgot. I love them to death. Like, God bless. I got a lot of friends at Ole Miss, but my goodness, just a sight.
Barely human is crazy.
Listen, this is South on South crime. We could talk about this, right? You could talk about this. You can make fun of them. You can make fun of them. Because, in Knoxville, we're barely human there, too. It's like we got the hillbillies.
No, when I living in Memphis, you drive through all these other states to get to Florida. You make some very, very sketchy stops. So in my head, I know exactly what you're talking about, but I would never say it publicly.
Well, too late. Copy just did. And I think you also admitted that you say it privately, even though you're not saying it publicly.
Oh, I mean, well, you can't help but think it. I mean, it's humanity. You walk in those gas stations, you're just like,
it's the gas stations, oof, man. That's what it is. It's the gas stations. It's the best tailgate, though. It is without question. Forget LSU. The Ole Miss tailgate is the best tailgate. I feel bad for them. I feel really bad for those fans. They don't deserve this.
Well,
they deserve this.
They would be projected as 2-point favorites against Miami in the first round of the CFP as it's currently projected. Oregon, 6-point favorites over Alabama. Notre Dame, field goal favorites over Oklahoma at Oklahoma. Texas Tech, 23.5-point favorites against Tulane. Those all seem to line up and make a little bit of sense to you, John?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all like we've talked about. I mean,
yeah.
By the time you get to this point of the year, it's you're not missing a lot. I hate to say it.
I mean, the market is as good as it's ever been, and it's only going to get better from here. So, but yeah, I think it's, I don't think there's anything at this point that I'm necessarily running to bed unless I have like last week we talked about Memphis and East Carolina, and I figured East Carolina, Memphis' quarterback was going to play. He plays, I get a good number. Doesn't even matter. Memphis loses, they don't cover, you know. What are you going to do?
Choppy, those numbers look good to you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
They do. It's this time of year you get into, teams where they, it's not quite bowl season yet, but you still get into teams. What are they playing for? What do they have to play for?
Right.
Although I do think with the portal, you do get a lot of guys playing for jobs. They're playing to put good tape out there, so you might get some better effort.
All right, let's get to our best bets of the week. Maybe a pizza money parlay from number one fan of Mississippi, RJ Choppy, as well. Don't forget, if you're going to put together one of those pizza money parlays, best place to do it is inside the BetMGM app. No matter where the college football action is, nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use a parlay boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay this weekend, every weekend inside the BetMGM app. John, I'll let you get us started. What is your favorite play of the week?
I like South Florida minus 21.5 on the road at UAB. UAB beat Memphis. They haven't shown a pulse since. I know South Florida is basically out of this thing, but I still think they'll want to pour it on to a bad UAB team, just kind of get their frustrations out after that disappointing loss last week. So I'll take South Florida minus 21.5 on the road.
I got Arkansas plus 9.5 against Texas.
Wow.
They have played oddly tough. They're not great. They've lost like 38 games in a row. I think it's 8. They're not a very good, but they do play teams tough. I don't trust Texas as far as I can throw them, and I can't throw them very far. Give me Arkansas plus 9.5. Does anybody trust Arch Manning to go out there and beat somebody by 10 points? I don't. So especially with the Stark rumors this week that Desmond Howard threw out there.
Is it in Austin though?
It is in Austin. Yes, it is in Austin.
Totally different. Totally different.
I know. It is. But, the Arkansas's got a lot of fans here. We call them the pig people. The pig people are going to bring a lot of fans. They're going to bring a lot of fans to Austin for this game.
RJ Choppy's Making Friends and Influencing Neighbors tour has begun here this weekend on BetMGMU. From Arkansas down to Mississippi, nobody loves the people of the South quite like RJ Choppy.
That's right.
That's right. A true gentleman.
I'm going to throw two out there. Give me Oklahoma minus the 7.5. I think they're going to take care of Missouri, put them to bed early. I just don't know what Missouri's playing for, and I think Drinkwitz might have one foot out the door already. And JMU at home against Washington State, they're laying 13.5, but I think it's a team that sees the possibility in sight, the faint glimmer of hope that they could end up as that 12 seed, the group of five representative in the CFP, and will try to step on the gas. The remnants of Kurt Cignetti's legacy still there at JMU. They will try to take it to Washington State at home on Saturday afternoon. Those are our plays. Enjoy getting those or any of your favorite plays in inside the BetMGM app this weekend. We will be back next week for the final week of the regular season. Thanks to our producer, Zach Krull. Thanks to John Martin, RJ Choppy. I'm Chris Mack. This has been BetMGMU.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.